Hey, happy birthday! No, I'm not talking about your birthday. I'm talking about the fact that Renter's Warehouse just turned 10 years old. And to celebrate, they're tripling down to give you the gift of up to 30% off all their property management services for the summer. That's right, a 30% discount on Renter's Warehouse property management, taking off their already low flat monthly fee. You know, it seems like just yesterday that Renter's Warehouse was a fresh-faced regional property management company. And now look at them. 10 years of expertly placing and warrantying tenants. 10 years of professional, timely rent collection and maintenance coordination. 10 years of driving financial freedom by helping people run their home like a business and buy more rental properties. Now, they're America's number one rent estate company. So happy 10th birthday, Renter's Warehouse. Go to renterswarehouse.com today to get the details on your gift of up to 30% off property management for the entire summer. That's renterswarehouse.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Swings and drives the ball to deep center field. This is out of here! Goodbye, home run! John Lester!
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
3 o'clock, straight up, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Visiting Michigan Avenue, be on the lookout for the Wolves K9 sculpture. That's part of the K9 for Cops public art campaign in conjunction with Pause Chicago and the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. Let's start with baseball at Guaranteed Rate Field as the Blue Jays and the White Sox move to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Toronto leading the game 2-0. The Jays scoring their first run back in the third, an RBI double from Justin Smoak. And since then, Steve Pierce has added a home run. It's J.A. Happ and Derek Holland as mound opponents. Meanwhile, in New York, top five, Tigers leading the Yankees 2-0. Detroit getting RBIs from Upton and McCann. And underway in San Diego, the Twins and the Padres are scoreless top two. Later tonight here at Wrigley Field, it will be the Cubs and the Diamondbacks. Alex Avila will make his Cubs debut, and he'll be catching Jake Arrieta. Schwarber will be in left field, Jay will be in center, and Zobrist will play second base tonight. And in football, Dan and Jason had a sit down with Bears wide receiver Kevin White last hour. White is healthy and he says he's pretty in tune now with the Bears offense.
100% confidence. It's kind of like second nature now. If you'd asked me this question when I came in, it would have been a little rough. Total different offense. West Virginia was, you know, quick game, and, you know, if it's press, go deep, and it was simple. But here is a little bit more complex and it's easier, a lot easier now.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the Hampton Social, located on Hubbard in Chicago. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast later today. It begins at 6:30, Mark Rohde's pregame show prior to the game against the Diamondbacks, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Nicky Delmonico called up. He is one of three Delmonico brothers. How many names it takes to guess the names of the other Delmonico brothers.
We sound like we're super...
Right. I can golf stereotype his name long enough to get it. All right, I got Anthony?
Tony Delmonico.
Yes, that's one.
Petey? Nope.
Paulie and his brothers had lots of sons and nephews, and almost all of them were named Peter or Paul.
Johnny Delmonico?
It's not Johnny Delmonico.
Everyone on Taylor Street, I apologize. Doug, you're up there looking down right now. I'm sorry, brother.
Are you Pacho?
Jimmy Delmonico?
Nope.
Mikey?
Nope. Come in for dinner.
It's like an Italian dining room table. Everybody's sitting around the table, and sometimes it gets heated, dishes get broken, people leave.
Now I'm thinking of A Bronx Tale and every name that was mentioned in the movie.
Eddie Mush was a degenerate gambler. He was also the biggest loser in the whole world. They called him Mush because everything he touched turned to mush.
Anthony, Nicky, Vincent.
No, it's not Vinny.
It's not Giuseppe.
Well,
Joseph.
Joey.
Joey Delmonico. I didn't think of Joey. I apologize.
Joey. Joey. There you
Jeez
go.
Louise. I feel awful now.
It's gonna be fun.
It was
Name
fun.
Name of the Delmonicos.
Nicky Delmonico makes his major league debut.
Oh, there he is.
Delmonico to center field. Pilar coming in, and he can't get there. First hit for Nicky Delmonico.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Yeah, that was what Dan put me through yesterday. Making me go to my stereotypical Italian place in my heart.
It accomplished exactly what I wanted it to accomplish, and even down to setting it right up for a Chris Tannehill production
special. Of course, you guys threw the lob.
Yep.
You know, Chris Paul to Blake Griffin on that one. I was the guy getting dunked on at the rim. This is the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and of course on Watch, 670thescore.com, and on Facebook Live, our live video stream brought to you by American Needle. Be sure to check them out at AmericanNeedle.com. Dan, it is time to talk to one of my favorite people in this industry.
Sahadev Sharma is on Twitter at Sahadev Sharma. He joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. And I'm so glad that you approached the current Cubs story, Sahadev, in the intelligent way that you did, taking on this question about, ooh, the good vibes, and everything's happening because everybody feels so good. And you say, well, you know, actually, it might kind of be the opposite, that people feel good because they're hitting the baseball over the wall and they're getting terrific starting pitching.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's really no way to determine which came first, right? And I think most people understand that. I think I always appreciated John Lackey kept saying that in the first half. People would ask, what needs to change? What needs to happen? And Lackey was one of the few that would just came out and said, we need to win. Like, let's stop talking about it. Let's just do it. And then everybody will start feeling good again. And he's right. I mean, it's just as simple as that. They start winning and you stop questioning what's wrong. Even if things are wrong, you don't question it because they're winning.
So there's a lot of love, and rightfully so, for Brizzo, you know, Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo. And then we start talking about the other parts of the young core, the young foundation, and we go to, is Javi Baez ever going to cut down his swing? Is Addison Russell going to reach the offensive potential comps that people, you know, compared him to in his first year last year after getting 90-plus RBI? And I feel like we don't give Wilson Contreras enough shine, enough love. The way that man carried this team offensively last month, and you know, the sky is the limit for him. What do you think his ceiling is in a league, in a game where catchers, you know, there's after the first five or six in terms of the top of the list, everybody kind of is the same. He's separated himself here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think his ceiling is, borderline MVP. You're talking about a plus defender, a catcher that can hit for power, a guy that, you know, has a lot of energy and out there. So obviously, you know, like he has those little intangibles that get you the extra vote because you get noticed a little bit more, right? Maybe that's not fair, but it happens. This guy's the ceiling is, what did Michael Jordan say? The ceiling is to the roof. I guess it's through the roof for this guy. Buster Posey is probably the only catcher that you can say is head and shoulders above him. And Buster Posey's head and shoulders above every other catcher in the league. He's right there with the best already. It's scary to think what can happen since he's 24, and there's so much more that can happen here. I think we talk a lot about how high energy is. I think that's the one thing that you would like to see him control. You don't want to take it away. I love how Joe says that. You don't want to – sometimes that's what makes a guy special. But you also have to learn how to kind of put like a – you know when to use that energy. When is it best? Sometimes behind the plate, it looks like he's a little too high energy. I think sometimes he gets upset about things and it lingers a little too long or too pumped up. You know, that's really a nitpick as far as I'm concerned, because this kid's already special, and he really came out of nowhere just a couple years ago. Fun to watch and fun to see develop into this package now.
Speaking of control, Addison Russell threw his bat into the stands again last night. And, you know, we laugh about it, but he's already hit a six-year-old girl who had to be checked out at a hospital. What has to happen? What unfortunate occurrence has to happen for something to be said or done? Or have you asked? Has something been said? Because it's a big deal when you've got one guy who continually throws bats into the stands.
I mean, you're right. It's concerning when I don't like, honestly, when I go as a fan, I won't sit in an area where a foul ball can go. Now, if a bat's coming too, you're not expecting a bat. I don't, you know, line drives and bats, I don't want flying into the stands. I think the general answer is just get netting further across. The specific answer is someone needs to, figure out exactly what's going on here with Addison. Grip that bat better, put more pine tar on there. Something needs to be figured out, because you don't want someone to get hurt. Like you mentioned, I think my wife was sitting right behind that girl that got hit with there were a group of medical professionals. My wife's a nurse and was sitting right behind the girl that got hit that you mentioned. So that's unfortunate. You don't want to see anyone else get injured and something worse happen than just, you know, someone, whatever minor injury may have happened. You don't want anything worse to happen, that's for sure.
Yeah, and your wife's a saint, so I definitely don't want anything to happen to her, because she's one of the nurses that took care of my little guy when he was over there at Northwestern. So nothing can happen to your wife. Sahada Sharma joining us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. Sahada, how do you think Joe Maddon has fared this season in terms of the things that he's had to handle, the way that Joe Maddon deploys his little, his Joe Maddenisms? How do you think he's done this year as compared to last year?
You know, I mean, I guess there haven't been as many Joe Maddenisms, as we like to say, just because there was a lot of losing going on, and those kitschy little things don't really work when you're losing, when you're not playing up to potential. Nobody wants to hear that stuff, so just go play baseball. I have liked the way he's been true to his word about resting guys, not putting too much on any one player, even when they were struggling, and it was worse than he expected. He expected them to be down a little, but not to the extent that they were in the first half. He still didn't panic and ride the guys, ride everyone that needed to be ridden. He just went about it like he planned on doing, and I think that's going to pay dividends. And he pointed it out. He said he's been on so many teams. He's managed or coached on so many teams where guys just were worn down by August and September after they went deep the previous year. I don't think that's going to happen with this team. Now, granted, that's not just on Joe. You got to give credit to the front office for putting this team together. Look at this team. Joe keeps talking about it. Look at the bench. Every single day you look at the bench, those guys can all start. And then you look at the bullpen with Wilson there. It's crazy how deep this team is. You're talking about, I want to say, I wrote this, it was either four or five relievers with 30% or higher strikeout rate. 30% strikeout rate used to be unheard of. It's a little more common, but it's still crazy. If you have 30% strikeout rate, you're a really, really good reliever. And now they have four or five of those guys. Everybody can strike someone out. Some of them have slight walk issues, but in general, this is just a nasty bullpen. The rotation is rounding into form. I'll give Joe props for resting guys. I think sometimes I have issues with the way he uses a bullpen, but, you know, it's a pretty deep bullpen now, and you can't go wrong almost.
Did you notice any sort of acknowledgement of the Brewers deciding to keep their powder dry? Because I thought it meant something that the Brewers said, you know what, maybe not this year, that this surge out of the break, but what a difference that those 18 days meant, with Theo Epstein saying, yeah, well, you know, I might have actually sold some guys off, and then all of a sudden the Brewers are like, well, we're going to keep our powder dry, and it's almost as if there's this understanding that the division has been ceded to the Cubs at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that it would go that far that anyone really admitted that. Everyone, everyone's being smart about it and saying that, hey, you know, we're only a 2.5 games up. Let's not act like we're running away with this thing. But yeah, there was acknowledgement that other teams, like the Dodgers, made big moves. You know, the Yankees went and got Sonny Gray. There was acknowledgement about teams that made moves. When we were in Milwaukee, Maddon even said he expected the Brewers to be aggressive and to counter the Quintana move, so to say. And the fact that they didn't, I think, you know, you could argue that it's smart because that there's a core there that they want to build around, and those are the pieces that anybody would have probably asked for. They're not going to give up Hader and Brinson right now, and those are probably the two guys that would have needed to be moved to get like a really big piece. But yeah, there's something to be said for the fact that they didn't make a move this summer. It's almost admitting that right now this is the Cubs division. We're not going to go all in just for a chance to make the playoffs. You want to go all in when you're in a situation that the Cubs are in last year. I mean, this is basically what the Brewers are as a 2015 Cubs. They know that they have a really bright future. Don't go crazy and start selling off those pieces that are part of your future.
Last thing from me, Sahada. What questions do you have that still need to be answered by this Cubs team as they get closer to the playoff run?
I want to see the rotation stay consistent. I want to see a guy like Koji Uehara, other relievers that have had up and down seasons or started to show little issues, Carl Edwards with the walks. I want to see that tightened up. And I want to see the offense just be consistent. I'm probably one of the few guys that's always been on this offense and believed it would come around and perform, semi-regularly like they did last night. It's those type of offensive performances haven't been as often as I expected. I want to see them really break out and be a powerhouse offense because they have that potential. This should be one of the best offenses in baseball. I truly believe that. And I think I want to see it these last 2 months.
Is Hector Rondon threatening to break back into his old high-leverage role and earn his manager's trust?
Yeah. Joe has been talking about it for the past few weeks. He keeps reminding us, hey, don't forget about Hector Rondon. Don't overlook what he did. That was a big out, blah, blah, blah. Every single time he comes in there and does something big, you can tell. If we don't ask about it, he mentions it. I think that's intentional. I think he wants to make sure Hector knows that he believes in him. This is a part of a process where he's kind of rebuilding his confidence. This is a guy that got passed over twice. He was the closer, and they brought in a replacement twice in the past year in Chapman and Davis. So now he's trying to get back to that level where he is that dominant reliever. We're seeing upper 90s. We're seeing that wipeout slider. He got double the amount of swing and misses on his slider last month than he did any other month this season. So that's a big factor. It's not just the velocity. It's that the slider is nasty as well. Yeah, if he can get a couple more of those outings in the 7th, 8th, or 9th in a close game, if he can polish those off, I think he'll completely have regained Joe's trust. And Joe's had faith in him, so I think Joe will be rewarded for having faith in him. Because think about where he was at the end of the spring. A lot of people had written him off. I think even some people in the Cubs organization, a lot of us, had just said, okay, well, if they have a deep enough bullpen that they don't need Rondon. And he's really, changed that opinion of him.
Sahadev, thank you. As always, we appreciate it.
Thanks so much for the time, guys. Take care.
That is Sahadev Sharma of The Athletic Chicago, brought to you by Jimmy John's. Fresh, fast, and tasty. Jimmy John's is love at first bite. Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh.
A couple of years ago when we were talking about Addison Russell, Anthony Rizzo actually said during an interview during spring training that Addison Russell is going to win an MVP before it's all said and done. And man, that focus is starting to switch over to that backstop. Wilson Contreras it's not just the energy. It's the runners in scoring position hitting. I mean, he's the best. Did Len say last night that he's got the highest average on the team with runners in scoring position?
How controlling the running game, the ability to play left field. The versatility is phenomenal.
Terrific player, man. You got three guys who are legit MVP candidate talents on that team right now.
When we come back, I want to make sure we address what Shannon Ryan wrote about today regarding how to deal with LeVar Ball.
Okay.
Because a lot of us with some of the recent behavior are just realizing that it's now a clown show, and what's the proper way to handle it. There's a couple schools of thought here, and I think that there's a way to do this that isn't necessarily absolute.
Okay.
That the media has a responsibility to handle it in a certain way. We'll talk about that. We also have Cubs tickets to give away between now and the end of the show at 6 o'clock. Bernstein and Goff from Bourbon A on The Score.
The Score is live from Bourbon A, covering Bears training camp.
And Danny Trevathan.
Your mind can defeat you. As soon as you start having doubts, that's when you start going backwards.
Mark Sanchez.
Some guys got thrown in right away. The whole Joe Flacco, Matt Ryan meme at Stafford.
Kevin White.
Probably the hardest thing I had to do. Staying away from the game for 2 years and not being able to go out there and produce.
Bears camp coverage on The Score is brought to you by General RV, the nation's largest family-owned RV dealer. And Die Hard, celebrating 50 powerful years. Forever Die Hard. Visit SearsAuto.com to find exciting offers and a location near you. And the Holiday Inn Express Bourbonnais.
I'm Amy Lawrence with the CBS Sports Minute. Beware of the World Series champs. They've awakened from their slumber. Easy to see the atmosphere at Wrigley Field is decidedly different than a month ago. Before the All-Star break, the Cubs couldn't get their heads above water or their record above 500. Inside the clubhouse, guys admitted they couldn't wait to get away from baseball for a few days. It definitely did their bodies and minds good. Since the break, the Cubs are the hottest team in baseball. They've won 14 out of 17 every which way you can. Pitchers' duels, extra inning affairs, even a 16-run bashing of the Diamondbacks last night. The most they've scored at Wrigley Field since 2009. The place was electric. It's essentially the same team that claimed the World Series last fall, so you knew they'd get on track eventually. Now they're locked in. A fair warning to the rest of baseball. I'm Amy Lawrence.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call because I'm digging for oil in my basement to pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? Show me a family plan with enough gigs that doesn't cost a fortune. We need a switch.
Switch to Boost Best Family Plan and get four lines for only $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. Metro PCS only gives you 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. Visit BoostMobile.com today.
Does getting a flavorful, balanced, and convenient dinner on the table night after night feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of the weekly meal planning so you can save time and actually have fun cooking and eating amazing meals. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing, customizable, and always delicious menu. Then let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple recipes that come together in around 30 minutes, have just 6 steps, and require minimal cleanup. But the best part? It costs less than $10 a meal. So if there's ever been a time to kick those 5 p.m. excuses, break out of your recipe rut, and take the first step towards unstoppable, it's now. Just go to HelloFresh.com/food. To get $20 off your first box, that's HelloFresh.com/food for $20 off. HelloFresh.com/food.
It's time.
Dustin Johnson, the winner of the BMW Championship.
Exclusive ticket pricing and premier seating is now available for the 2017 BMW Championship at Conway Farms this September. For a limited time, get closer to the action with your daily or weekly packages. From general admission to premier seats on the 18th green, you can get close to all the action as the top 70 players in the world compete in the final leg of the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup playoffs. Visit BMWChampionship.com today for ticket and tournament information.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Madden talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Madden with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
You know, attaining a spot in first place for the remainder of the season, there's a lot of things we have to continue to do well. I think we're all well aware of that. You know, we've got Hendricks back. We've got our health for the most part with us. And if that remains to be the case, you know, I don't see any reason we can't stay in first place.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I like what the Cubs have done. I don't see any problems right now on their pitching staff. It's frustrating a little bit because no one has done this in a while, right? There's a reason the teams don't repeat. I don't think they're going to win the World Series. And I think the problem is the Dodgers.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
She's a woman of trying to act. I get that she's trying to break into the refereeing thing. But just giving texts and calling fouls, that's no way to do it. I know what she's trying to say. I gave LeVar, I gave him a tech. I'm strong. That ain't got nothing to do with it. Just call the game. If you're going to be qualified, you better be in shape and you better know the game. And she's bad on both of them. She's not in shape. She's not calling the game right. And she don't understand, so now she's trying to make a name for herself, so she's walking around like, you know, I'm the only woman in here. Yeah, we get it. I don't care if you're a woman or a man or whatever. Just be good at what you do. Don't try to step in the lane. She needs to stay in the lane because she ain't ready for this.
Yeah, it's LeVar Ball and the clown show that is following that man because of him and him only. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show live out here at Bourbon A. 670 The Score is what you're listening to. 312-644-60. Cut it out, Shep.
Yeah, you seriously.
Screw you guys. Yeah. If you want to dial us up, we've been talking about a lot of things. Danny wants to get into Shannon Ryan's column right now.
Yeah, she is wrote a very interesting piece, and I guess I don't fundamentally disagree with how she feels about it. It's just a matter of the tack that she's chosen here, where she writes, sports media are either being duped or are complicit as Ball hawks a shoe brand, promotes his athletic sons, and thrives off the attention. To a degree, the only difference between Ball and any other overbearing parent of an athlete is a megaphone. Every time Ball sees a microphone or a TV camera, he's inspired to improvise a new one-man show with wild antics and outlandish statements sure to top his last performance. Said he can be newsworthy, just don't create him as the news. Every so often, consider passing on Ball. The idea that if you ignore him, he will go away. It's not true.
Yeah.
See, especially now when it's not as if credentialed media can be the gatekeepers for what is covered and what is not. You'll just make it bigger. And if you give him the, oh, they're ignoring me. Look, nobody wants to talk to me anymore. And then that plays into it too. Then there's a martyr complex that's involved. What it takes is just a little more thought. It takes, and rather than being first to say, LeVar Ball said this, that
the conversation has to go to a different level.
Right. Then before you are racing out to get the next LeVar Ball said this, maybe don't run that. Maybe run a more thoughtful piece or ask people what they think about what he said. He is going to matter. He does have some talented sons. He is in a major market where there is a lot of attention. It's just going to take a deep breath and a little bit of thought to realize the proper way that there, he can be covered with proper context where he is eventually, he will expose himself as a complete clown.
I think he's already done that. And like I said before, Dan, I understand the plan. I just don't agree with the execution. There are other people who have tried to vault their family or their brand into the public consciousness and just done it in a different way. I mean, I think Lonzo Ball's play is gonna do what it has to do anyway for your shoe brand. And the, you know, LaMelo, I think he will be a good player as well. LiAngelo, I don't know. Seems kind of short for a power forward, and that's what his game seems like is going to translate to. But you don't have to do these things. And the whole time I was sitting here saying, like, yo, he's doing it different, and I can dig that. And he's a guy who's been in his kid's life, and that's what we ask for, especially African-American parents that are in the spotlight. You know, when you see these stories and you think about the LeBron Jameses of the world, one of the things that stick out is that his father was never in his life. And then you see that the CDC puts out, you know, the study of how African-American dads are more involved in their kids' life than many other races by the numbers these days. You see a guy like that, okay, yeah, his family is doing well for themselves, and he's in his kids' life, and he's been a part of their teaching and basketball learning. Like, there's enough good things in the story that you don't have to do all of the rest of this.
I understand the sentiment is, well, if you don't cover him, he'll go away. You don't give him what he's looking for. He'll find it.
Somebody's going to cover him. And he's going to find his way to your phone, right, at some point.
He's going to, one way or another, this is not the old media landscape. This is a balkanized landscape where he's going to find whatever way he can find to remain in some form of your consciousness, whether
you
like
it or not. So how
are you
going to go about it going forward?
I just think that there is a way, now that we have a body of work, to understand the proper way to cover somebody that doesn't allow him to control the narrative. There is a story to be told here. It's just a matter of maybe adding some things up or trying to fit what he's saying or why he's saying it into a larger picture, rather than just trying to race to be first to generate clicks by saying, oh my goodness, look at this next crazy. It's just car crash after car crash after car crash, when eventually there's a pattern of these that are going to have more meaning and that you can probably discern in real time. So I think it's too facile just to say ignore him, because he's not going to be ignored. It's just a matter of being careful and intelligent in how you cover
him. Let's continue this on the other side.
Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. It's 3:30, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Three games are in progress around the major leagues. Top of the eighth at Guaranteed Rate Field, Blue Jays leading the White Sox 2-1. The Sox getting on the board finally on an RBI single from Lourie Garcia. However, they have struck out 10 times already in this game. Bottom half of the sixth inning, Tigers leading the Yankees 2-0. And top four, it is the Twins in front of the Padres 4-0. Here at Wrigley tonight, the Cubs and the D-backs. The Cubs have won 14 of 17. They will have Jake Arrieta on the mound, and newly acquired catcher Alex Avila will be his behind the plate. Pro Football Houston Texan wide receiver Will Fuller, he broke his collarbone today. He's out indefinitely. Meanwhile, LA Rams defensive tackle Dominic Easley, he likely has a torn ACL that will keep him out all season. And in college football, Hall of Fame coach Ira Parseghian passed away today. He was 94 years old. Make Burlington Stores your back-to-school headquarters and save big on shoes, backpacks, lunch bags, casual looks, and basics, your favorite brand names for less. Burlington style for everyone. Time now for the closing bell. It's brought to you by First American Bank for the best loan deals in town. The Dow up 52 points, cracking the 22,000 point barrier. The NASDAQ was down a fraction. The S&P 500 was up a point. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Triton College. At Triton College, you'll find real quality in our modern facilities and dedicated faculty. You'll find real value in our courses that will cost you a fraction of four-year schools. At Triton College, you'll find real opportunity. Visit triton.edu today. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast coming up later today at 6:30, Mark Rohde's pregame show, and that's prior to the game against the D-backs here at Wrigley, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
See, the problem, Dan, is that LeVar Ball is one of those old-school dudes that believes that any press is good press. Any moment in the sunshine is good for you. And he'll look for those moments if things get too mundane, too regular, too ordinary. Let's be honest about it. He really isn't a coach. He's a guy who probably understands the fundamentals of the game to a decent enough degree. Got good genes, passed them along to his sons. Sons are tall, you know, lanky. He's got one of the better point guard prospects as his oldest son that we've seen in a long time. I think Lonzo Ball is going to change that whole Lakers outlook. And, you know, Magic Johnson has already signed off on him by drafting him, then putting the pressure on him, saying that this is going to be a different era of Showtime in L.A. because of this kid. So he's one of those dudes who just thinks that saying anything will get you in the spotlight, where we're at the point now where, you know, we can easily, because of the saturation of social media and 24-hour sports news, you know, venues and what we do for a living in sports talk radio, we're at the point where we can get desensitized and be like, all right, that's all right, he did it again, whatever. And then the he did it again's become, yeah, whatever. It doesn't do anything
that
for me
will
anymore.
Happen. There will be a crying wolf aspect to this, where eventually it's just LeVar Ball being a goof is no longer newsworthy.
And we haven't even got to the games yet, because there's going to be times where his son gets his ass kicked, and there's going to be times where his son is out there doing the ass kicking, or there will be a moment where Lonzo Ball has to deal with media for the first time in his life, and then, you know, LeVar will probably be speaking on that. Where it will get dicey is because I hate the fact that we look over the fact that he got a high school coach fired. Lonzo and LaMelo and LiAngelo's high school coach fired to race to the ref story. He's done this before. He got a coach fired, not just a ref removed from a tournament. Where it's going to get sticky is talking and speaking on a professional level about professionals. Talking and speaking about teammates. Talking and speaking about coaches and the plays that they're running. You know, you're going to have to cork some of that if you expect your son to have a smooth ride. And in the end, any good father, one, wants their son to be better than them, and two, wants to put their son in a position of success as much as possible. And that's where it's going. You're going to find out what LeVar is really about when these games start to actually happen. Summer League, fine. That's fine. Nobody gives a damn about Summer League. You can ball all you want. There's no gravitas to Summer League. But when those games start, and was late October, early November, and those real bullets start to fly, what position will you be putting your son in when you comment on a professional team and a professional franchise with professional athletes and professional money on the line?
If you're just joining us on Sports Radio 670 The Score today, we sort of stumbled on an interesting miscommunication of our own.
You done messed up now, Zach.
Yeah, there was a little issue. Because
you
remember
that pit bull named Dan Bernstein on your ass now.
When Zach Zaidman joined us a couple days ago, he told us how Zach Azani, the newly minted Bears wide receivers coach, who's had sort of a long journeyman existence bouncing around from place to place as a wide receivers coach, for whatever reason, has not been able to stay in one job for very long. Maybe we're finding out, because he was really patting himself on the back for, as he said, pulling aside Kevin White and trying to build his confidence by showing him highlight footage from his 2014 season at West Virginia, and how, and then Kevin White, we asked him about it, and he painted a completely different picture. And Jason said, "Did you need to see that?" And he said, "No." And it also turns out that he wasn't pulled aside. The receivers were gathered in their room while the coach was not in the room. He said he was in the back and he was
scripting
plays. And then one guy's, or Kendall Wright's tape got put on, and somebody else's tape got put on. All of a sudden,
Victor Cruz's Giants tape.
Yeah, all of a sudden this has been spun as the positional coach trying to do this, because when he was in front of cameras, he was making it out to be his idea. This kind of stuff, it doesn't fly.
This doesn't work. It doesn't work at the college level, but you can sure tamp it down easier at the college level than you can the pro level. And it makes me wonder why
your antenna are raised.
Yeah, it's something when you
it's unnecessary.
It just is when you see this,
especially in a media market like this, where we're going to talk to a first round pick about things that have been said about him by his coach.
Well, this guy just hasn't held jobs. For whatever, and I'm not quite sure how he ended up here.
Any more random than any other wide receivers coach? It's funny.
I don't know, because Valpo, 99 to 2000.
Okay.
Then a grad assistant at Bowling Green through 02. Wide receivers coach at Bowling Green through 06. Then Central Michigan for 2 years. Florida for a year. Western Kentucky for a year. Wisconsin for a year.
So no real traction anywhere.
Tennessee for 3 years. And then I've got an email from somebody who only wants to go by Tennessee fan, who says, I'm a Tennessee alum, diehard Tennessee football fan. Azani's a bag. The longer he was at Tennessee, the more people had a problem with the guy. Decent recruiter, which is why he had a job, but his position group constantly underperformed. There was no one there that was sad when he left, and he might have been asked to find another job.
All right. Something that we might want to follow, because Kevin White, he didn't give you the answer that you expect to back up a coach when those kinds of things are being said.
This is Justin in Crystal Lake on the Score.
Hey, Justin.
Justin, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, all right.
My comment is there seems to be this overwhelming opinion that Arrieta is going to be gone after this season, and it doesn't appear to me like they can really let a guy like that go.
Why?
I don't know. He's been really good for a stretch of a couple of years, and he's turned it on now.
You don't pay someone for what they have done. You pay someone for what they will do.
Yeah, that's bad business. And obviously his velocity has dropped. And he's even talked about the 500-plus innings that he's pitched the last couple of years, taking a toll on his body.
He's not the same pitcher he was.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, it's all about money, Justin. You know that. You've been watching, baseball and sports long enough. If a guy is not valued at the number that he thinks he should be at, you move on from that guy.
Right. If they weren't going to pay Dexter Fowler,
maybe something million dollars.
Crazy what he got.
Yeah.
Crazy based on a well-timed career year.
Did you hear that there was an issue with Dexter Fowler's pregame music? The batting practice, Dexter Fowler wanted to start, some music to be played.
Let me guess, Mike Matheny?
The Cardinals brass and Mike Matheny was like,
I hate them.
No, we don't rock like that. Yeah, yeah.
God, I hate them. I wrote about it
money
today.
Money is money, and I'm sure Dexter is okay with the decision that he's made. And
you knock off that jive music, Dexter. Yeah, we don't do that here.
It was not cool to
play
that music to get your leadoff man, in a good mood.
I will tell you this. Dexter was warned.
Oh, yeah. He knew what he was getting into. Yeah.
He knew.
Yeah.
He knew what he was getting into with the whole Mike Matheny retrograde culture stuff and everything that just went down.
Mil,
you saw what went down with OutSports?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we can't give you a credential to Christian Day because we don't give credentials to websites. And the fact is, you know what they were doing? Lying. Yeah,
they were lying.
They were being discriminatory in their credentialing practices, and they decided to let that troglodyte Lance Berkman have a microphone.
Fat Elvis, Lance Berkman.
Ray in Orland Park, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
What up, Ray?
Dan, hello, guys. Dan, I had a question for you about bunting. I know you love telling teams not to bunt, and that sabermetrically it's a bad decision to bunt. And I understand a lot about giving away outs. And I just wanted to present a scenario to you and just get your thoughts on when it might be a good time to bunt.
All right.
And so I remember the Cubs White Sox series when the Cubs were facing Miguel Gonzalez and he was handling them quite well. And late in the game with a one run deficit, they had two runners on and nobody out and not Bryant or Rizzo batting. And you can use whatever batter you want, Ortiz, whatever the big three hitter is who doesn't bunt, it was not up. It seemed like a bunt would have been the perfect opportunity to put two runners in scoring position where a sack fly or a ground ball would have tied the game. I feel like that's pretty much the last man standing scenario when a bunt seems like the right decision, whereas the Cubs chose not to bunt and had a couple strikeouts and got nothing in the inning. So that's my scenario. That's my thought. What do you think?
Have at it, Dan. Hypothetical bunting questions.
I think there could be an argument for a time and a place, depending on specific matchup and likelihoods and situations.
Dan just doesn't like giving away outs.
Yeah, but and neither does Joe. So I understand it, and I'm not going to say it was the wrong thing to do because it happened to not work in that particular instance. It doesn't mean that the thinking behind it was wrong. There certainly could be in a late game situation if you have somebody who's overmatched and you think as far as the likelihood of certain outcomes that you would give away an out to move guys. It depends how good a bunter somebody is. So I'm not completely against there being a theoretical time and place where the numbers would say it's okay to do it. It's just more often than not, you're probably better off saving that out because it's valuable. This segment brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get every fourth order free. Looking forward to a conversation with Zach Zaidman, who was out gathering sound, talking to a bunch of people, and watching practice earlier today. He will have a Bears report for us. Also, Pat Fitzgerald is going to join us at 5 o'clock. We're going to do In Other News. We're going to do It's On. I've got a bunch of sports stuff for In Other News
good for
today.
A show.
It is, isn't
good
it?
Good for a sports show.
No, but sometimes In Other News, I like to do non-sports. Yeah. And today I've got some things that actually, there was a lot. So it's a good place to have a sort of clearinghouse for stuff that we want to make sure we get to.
Zach, top of the hour. Pat Fitzgerald, 5 o'clock. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show live out of Bourbonnais. You listen to 670 The Score.
The Score's coverage of Bears training camp in Bourbonnais is presented by the Holiday Inn Express Bourbonnais, your home for Bears fans to stay in Bourbonnais.
Rooms are filling up fast. Call 815-932-4411 for the special Score rate. That's 815-932-4411.
Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
You're sleeping too hot. And believe me, I can feel it right now. I'm really feeling the essence of this right now. Out in the humidity, and if you're sleeping with your windows open, certainly around here, it's going to be gross in the middle of the night. And sleeping cool is critical to sleeping well. Your body temperature starts to fall as it gets closer to bedtime, and that's what paves the way for a good night's sleep. So you need to get rid of that low-tech, swampy mattress that you have and get into Mattress Firm for the coolest sleep sale ever. There are all kinds of mattresses and all kinds of deals.
Yeah, mattresses like the exclusive Serta Eye Comfort Temp Touch and the new Beautyrest Black Memory Foam with black ice. That's the one I have. That's why I sleep cool. Beat the hot summer nights with a free cooling bundle. Get up to 2 free pillows and a free mattress protector with select purchases. Or you can get a Serta Queen mattress for only $499.99. And with Mattress Firm's daily deals, you're guaranteed to find an amazing deal every single day, like the free pillows or half-off mattresses from brands that you love and more. Visit a store to see what the daily deal is today.
Well, this is not a daily deal. This is what's going on right now as part of the sleep sale. The best financing offer. 0% APR for 6 years.
What?
So get in there and start sleeping happy on the perfect mattress and take advantage of 72 entire months of sleeping interest free. So stop waking up sweating in the middle of the night and get yourself a mattress at a ridiculously low price at the coolest sleep sale ever. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
This sucks.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hey Cubs fans, score big savings every day at Grand Appliance and TV, the official appliance and electronics partner of Cubs Radio. They have all the bases covered with the area's largest selection, outstanding service, and lowest pricing around. Serving Chicagoland since 1930, Grand is your stop for high-quality sales professionals, exceptional installation, and delivery. Discover huge savings and selection at grandappliance.com or visit one of their 20 showrooms near you. Grand Appliance and TV, you make it home, we make it grand.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Your home is probably the biggest investment you will make your entire life. Why trust an online app to get that right when you can work with an expert? We listen to your needs and we find the right loan for your unique situation. And we'll even come to your home or office to get the loan process started. Apps are great for weather and social media, but they can't pick the right mortgage for you. Let the experts go to work for you. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Missouri, Illinois, Tennessee, Indiana residential mortgage licensee, The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Join Sycamore Speedway this weekend for one giant weekend of racing. Friday, it's one-on-one drags plus spectator demo. Saturday, it's Kane County Championship plus Power Eye Midgets. For more race and group outing info, visit SycamoreSpeedway.com.
Every year, over a million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Some combination, other combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save. Just talk to your Chicago area State Farm agent or find one at statefarm.com.
Chicago, it's time for you to get...
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
To count the discounts, save driver, paperless, automatic payments, multi-car, so many a penny. Saved is a penny earned, you learn. The money you saved, it builds like a wave of dollar bills. The thrills, scary movies give me chills.
Discounts that help you save more for the things you want. From Progressive, visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Awesome.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The tape that the Bears wide receiver coach showed you of your play at West Virginia. Mm-hmm. He said that, you know, every once in a while you gotta get yourself a little bit more confidence and know why you're here. You were this guy at one point. Do you need that?
No.
Very simple. Kevin White earlier with us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. Do some weirdness by Zach Azani, his Bears wide receiver coach, and saying that he pulled Kevin aside and said, hey, this is what you used to do. You used to go up and get it. You were that guy. I want you to be that guy again. And then we find out that he didn't pull him to the side, and it was in a room full of guys, and those guys actually started saying, hey, let's see our college tape to kind of get your mojo back. Mm-hmm. So a lot of weirdness that we unraveled today early on in the show, and we're still being weird here out at Bourbon A.
Yeah, you don't want to start off your tenure with some miscommunications like that with a former first-round draft pick.
Lack of trust in a positional room is a lonely place to be.
In Villa Park, this is Chip on the Score. Hello, Chip.
Hi, guys. Hey, I heard you talking about LeVar Ball and coverage of him and maybe being smarter in the coverage of that. Now, I don't know if I necessarily would say that that's going to happen anytime soon. I think based on the stuff that he's done and his egregious behavior, you know, with the Adidas camp, in effect, Adidas basically enabling him by their actions.
Yeah.
I think given what the situation is regarding the NBA now, and I've even heard the NBA referred to as a soap opera for men right now with all this stuff that goes on, I would almost think that continued coverage as it is will go on for a while because of that. It seems to kind of feed this almost entertainment, keep it relevant, keep it in the now and the off season type of attitude. And continue to cover it like that.
You saying the NBA will welcome LeVar Ball because he keeps them in the
I don't think they necessarily will welcome him, but I think the idea that it's they're talking about it. It keeps it out there. I mean, look at how they're
the NBA doesn't need him. Of all leagues, they're not grasping at straws, looking for reasons for relevance or looking for a hook. Yeah, that's not. Yeah. There are sports that might need that. Not
if LeVar Ball was a hockey dad, maybe it would ring some bells for some people in PR offices that want, you know, clicks and views and those kinds.
They
of
won't.
Things.
The NHL's too dumb to even put their most marketable young stars on national television.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Austin Matthews and Connor McDavid. It's like, what is that?
Because they're in Toronto and Edmonton.
Combined like four times or something. It's like, do they even know what people want to watch?
Right. Meanwhile, LeBron comes in the league against Sacramento, first game, national TV. It's like high school player against the Kings. Oh, yeah, by the way, you're going to watch this because we got something special for you. Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that. The NBA stays in, you know, everybody's consciousness because the NBA, the offseason for the NBA is the greatest offseason no matter what because of the movement. And like you said, the soap opera vibe. We haven't even gotten to the Kyrie Irving thing, you know, to the extent that I would like because Kyrie Irving is out here like, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to leave you before you leave me. And he's not going to stay around that Cleveland team because they're not built to play the way Kyrie Irving would like to play. They're built the way LeBron wants to play. But the NBA doesn't need LeVar Ball.
I don't know how Kyrie Irving is thinking he's getting closer to winning a championship by doing anything that he's doing. I don't know what he's thinking.
He sees that, you know, that he's going to be in Cleveland by himself in 2 years. That's what all this is.
And nobody wants that.
And he doesn't want to. I mean, Tristan Thompson and Kevin Love aren't the players that you would put around Kyrie Irving. You'd put runners around Kyrie Irving, guys who can, you know, go
not
on
floor
the
spacers.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, that's more LeBron's half court game right now.
In Park Ridge, it's Bob on the
Hello
score.
There.
Hey,
oh,
Bob.
It's
you. Hello,
okay.
Bob.
I was wondering about what's wrong with Soto. I thought he'd be back by now.
He had elbow surgery, and I guess it was a little more than they expected it would be. They did a debridement of his elbow.
Yeah, I thought he'd be back by now.
Yeah. No. That doesn't really matter, though, does it? I mean, yeah. they're not really competitive.
How you doing, Bob?
Okay.
Yeah, what you doing today?
Well, I was just reading about Maine South getting ready for, they're going to do some, I think they're going to play lacrosse this fall. I don't know.
Oh, you picked up the local paper?
Yeah.
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 And what the guys doing? What they doing? Playing football last night? I thought I was looking at the Bear game last night.
Which game? You're talking about the Sox and the Jays when they got into the fight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tim Anderson got angry at the pitcher because he struck him out.
Oh,
Tim's tired of striking out.
I was talking about the Cub game from last night.
Oh, because of the scoring made it look like a football game.
Oh,
yes.
I thought I was looking at the Bears. How do you think they're going to do this year?
They're going to be bad, Bob.
Hmm?
Yeah, they're going to win like 4 or 5 games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
I saw Tom Brady, but Sunday he was on with the Simpsons.
He was on the Simpsons on Sunday?
Yeah, he was on the Simpsons Sunday.
Do you guys watch?
Homer had to wear this Boston cap or something. I don't know.
Oh, it was like a rerun. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I don't know if it was a rerun or not, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, did you get outside today yet, Bob?
Yeah, I was out for a while. I thought the game was going to get called for a while because I fouled a few drives, but I think they're going to. It was in the 8:30. They're down 4-1. I don't know if they're going to come back today.
What'd you have for lunch today, Bob?
Oh, toasted cheese sandwich and yeah.
All right. Is Nicole still taking care of you?
Yeah.
She's a good nurse, isn't she?
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, it's always good to hear from you, man.
What are you going to do with Oakland, the football team? Since they moved to Vegas, you're going to call the Vegas Raiders now?
They're not there yet. It's going to be a couple of years.
A couple of years from now. And they're going to be a contender in the AFC because they got a lot of good players there in Las Vegas in a couple of years.
Well.
Yeah.
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 Now, I was just wondering about, so Renteria's going to pitch tonight?
Who's going to pitch?
Renteria, I think.
Arrieta?
Arrieta, yeah, not Renteria.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to pitch tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob.
We love you, man.
Love hearing from you, man.
Yeah.
You have a good rest of the day, brother.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
Love you, man. Hang up, Bob. There it is.
Bob has been presented by Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm is collecting new school supplies for foster kids in your community for the new school year. Bring your donation to a participating Mattress Firm or donate online.
Bob's our guy.
MattressFirmFosterKids.org. Zach Zaidman.
He's kind of our guy.
He is here. He has sound. He has information. And he also has puppetry and interpretive dance.
And he's got a Windworks instrument as well that he will be playing.
The contra bassoon. He is coming your way next on The Score.
Football is back, Chicago. Don't miss our live coverage from Bourbonnais, featuring your favorite score shows, breaking Bears news, Bears reports from Zach Zaidman, plus input from our team of Bears experts.
Bears camp coverage on the score is brought to you by General RV, the nation's largest family-owned RV dealer, and DieHard, celebrating 50 powerful years, forever DieHard. Visit SearsAuto.com to find exciting offers at a location near you, and the Holiday Inn Express.
When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, you absolutely need an expert. Call the agent that I would trust to sell my home. That's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity Realty. Here's a story about Amy's work. Dorothy and Terry chose Amy Kite when it was time to sell their Chicagoland home, and listen to what Amy's team did for them. 30 showings in 1 month of being listed. It's how you build demand right there. The home sold for $4,000 over the asking price. Amy Kite is unique in that you agree on a price, and she's quite unique. A deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold, she can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee. Not only are Amy's fees flexible, but you'll actually have an immediate offer on your home. If it doesn't sell for the price and deadline you agreed to, she will have bought it for cash anyway. Or she can help you negotiate through multiple offers to get the most money. Call the realtor who I would trust, my girl Amy Kite, at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com and start packing today.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Chris Fascio joins us.
The road trip coming out of the break. The guys had a chance to regroup. I think we were focused. I think we got some guys healthy. You know what? I really believe that the guys started working a little harder and wanted a little more.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score.